laying around. I'm not Connor.
He said, I'm not fucking playing with you. Do not get cozy on this couch like it's Connor. No.
I don't want to see an indent.
No. No, he means business. He said, don't look at the door code. And you're done at 1 p.m. Yeah. He looked at me as a thief.
We're not friends. Yeah. I didn't come here to make friends. I came here to podcast. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what I did too. Oh my God. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good.
We do a check-in, Emily. Yeah. We do a little check-in with you,
well,
her,
should we
me.
Intro Emily first?
Oh, we should intro Emily.
You want to do it?
Yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Okay. She's famous for her intros.
They're really good. Okay. Our guest today is a comedian, singer, actress, rock star, wife, dog mother.
That's true.
Bad bitch, vintage shopper, lover, wearer. She wore fabulous. What is it? What was it? Was it a Gucci gown for the wedding?
Oh, I did wear Gucci.
And it was Gorgina.
Really good.
Okay. Our guest is also married to a rapper, which she told me many times when we first met, and I did not believe her. But she really is.
You double checked. You did some digging.
I did not. I actually did not until one of our other friends was like, no, he's really a rapper. And I was like, oh.
Imagine making something like that up.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Check out his SoundCloud. He could really use your support.
He has like 20 followers. Yeah. He's like a real.
Yeah, he's going to make it though. I think he's going to make it.
She's also a dreamer. Please give it up for Emily Bannick, our guest today.
Thank you for coming. Wait, talk us through this outfit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you. If you really want to know, all right, these boots, they're Prada. These leggings, they are Richard Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This sweater is Comme des Garçons.
Come on.
Secondhand, vintage, and that's it. Yeah. And this wine is by Carolina.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's, I believe, from Portugal.
Okay.
Excellent. A Sauv Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Lovely.
So nice. How are you doing?
Okay, so you want me to check in first?
Yeah, check in.
Okay. I still can't sleep. I'm an insomniac now.
Aww.
All of a sudden, I have the worst insomnia ever. So I like stay up at night and take naps during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the same. So I am tired and I am hungry. I am trying to not be in a fight with Hamidae, but it is hard.
Okay.
He's just, I don't know. I have attitude. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Honestly,
do you want to share the sitch?
Just, I don't know.
He's done him for so long. It's like, what is the even initial problem?
Exactly.
It's like a recurring fight or it keeps...
No, it was started with one fight and then we kind of squashed it. And then now I'm just kind of like, I don't know. He's just working so much. He's got a hernia. His energy is not the best.
Right.
And I just feel like I'm trying to like do all the things that I have to do and his energy is disrupting my energy. And I don't feel connected to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really hard. He's got to work all the time. Does he have to? Do you think he's unnecessarily working
too
much?
No, he does because he's going to get surgery on his hernia.
Right. So he's going to have to take time off.
Yeah.
Based on just that, it sounds to me like you should give him a little bit of a break.
I'm trying.
Which is, I know, is hard.
It's hard.
I know.
I have seen you like, I mean, I think you're trying to your like, I don't know. Like, I would be acting the way you are, where it's like, okay, I'm going to act out to get the attention that I want and the connection that I want, because I feel like when I start a fight, sometimes that ends up happening.
I'm not even starting fights. I'm kind of just like, whatever.
I know, you're kind of giving it back.
Well, you're passively starting a fight because, you know, he'll react to your energy.
This morning he asked me if he is allowed to drink coffee with his hernia, and I was like, Google it!
That's what I mean. That's
how
I'd
be acting. I got the devil inside of me. I'm admitting it. Like, it's evil.
I think also because you're not getting, like you said, the love and connection.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're going to be a bitch. But I think you have to just kind of give him grace.
Yeah, I think, okay, so I've been in a relationship for 15 years, been married for 5, and it's rough. And I, too, have moments where I'm a demon or where I'm just pissy or whatever or act out because I want attention. But I think the healthy thing to do would be to go to him and be like, listen, I'm sorry I'm acting this way. I just, you know, I need some attention from you, some care. I know that you're doing a lot. I know you're low energy, but just little gestures would mean a lot to me if you could just, you know, go out of your way to, I don't know, snuggle or hug or like physical touch, but just express directly what it is that you want instead of being passive aggressive and making it worse is what I think the solution is.
I love that. I love that.
Whatever, Emily.
I have been to a,
no, you are
a decent amount of couples therapy too.
Me too. Oh, and you're right. I'm just, I don't know why I don't want to.
But what you're doing is not going to get the result that you want.
It's not.
So you just have to like swallow that.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah. It's tough. I know.
I'll try after. But also, I'm like, what are you trying to do? I was trying on your part. So you see what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I'm saying if you ask for what you want, be like, listen, I need you. I know you're tired, but I need you to make an effort to show me this type of affection that I crave, that I need.
To be fair, she has been saying that.
Okay.
I say that all the time.
She does say it a lot.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that.
It's hard for him. It's
okay, well, fuck Hamaday.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It's cultural, though.
Cut that out. Yeah.
And so for him, it's hard.
Right.
In his mind, he's like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. I'm showing up as a man and, yeah.
Taking care of my family.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Me and Sydney and the cats.
Right. It's a lot of pressure. To me, this sounds like a very, like, a pressure cooker situation of the hernia, of, like, him taking care of all of the girls. And I think it's just really weighing on him, and he's stressed out, like, in a major, major way.
I know, but it's also like, I'm doing everything I can to try to make it less stressful for you, but I feel like you don't appreciate it. So then it makes me not want to do those
things. What have you been doing?
Just like trying to cook for him and clean and like make sure that he is like okay and like making foods that I think are going to make him go to the bathroom because he's constipated, you know?
I think that's really sweet. And that's what I would do too. That's how I show affection, is usually cooking and acts of service.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. How are you, Emily?
I'm pretty good. You know, there's ups and downs with the winter sads.
Yeah. I feel like we're all sad today. No, I don't want to project
onto you. I don't feel especially,
you.
I actually feel okay cool. today, okay, but cool. I have been on a little bit of a roller coaster, but I think
called? Seasonal depression?
Seasonal depression.
Yes.
I wouldn't say that I'm depressed per se, but I just get kind of
down.
Yeah. Ennui. You know, but like recently a bunch of my friends have been reaching out, which is nice. And you reached out. You were one of the friends. I was like, I want to see you. And I was like, oh, my friends do like me. Oh, things are okay.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I feel like we had moments when I went to your live show, your amazing live show, that everybody should go to the next one.
Thank you.
That we commiserated a little bit on some like comedian stuff. And then I did this other podcast. So I think just like having the ability this past week to kind of relate to my friends and other comedians and other people dealing with similar stuff was very validating and just made me feel better that I'm like, I'm not alone in going through all of the, you know, not real problems, champagne problems, but.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It is like, I feel like that too, in the sense that like, it's like, you know, he ain't treating me bad. And like, it's champagne problems in a sense. But also it's like the winter is, we got to get out of here.
It's all relative. I know. I think I might try to go to LA. My friend invited me to her birthday in LA and I was like, people travel for weddings. I should just travel.
You should.
For a birthday party.
Feel good. Yeah. We're trying to go to Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a show in Miami and just get
maybe
out
I'll
of
fucking
here.
Hop on that plane with you guys.
You hop
do
on the
it.
Plane. We put you on the show.
Do it. Yeah.
Boom. So
honestly.
Now it's a business. it's a business
yes,
travel.
It's a write-off.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I'm dead serious. We really got to get on that, Melissa. I need to get out of here.
I
got to get out of here.
I know, me
I
too. I do too.
Yeah. It's important. You got to leave. Like, New York City is my very favorite place in the whole world.
Absolutely.
I love it, but you have to leave.
You have to
leave. You need to take some breaks.
Yep.
Especially this time of year.
Yes. In the winter,
we
got to
be at the pool. We got to be at the pool.
Need some vitamin D.
Oh,
I need to be in the ocean.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it hot in Miami right now?
I feel like it's like hot enough.
Okay.
Like it'll feel.
Yeah. It'll be hotter in like March, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we should be looking at March.
Yeah.
Look at the weather app and then look over to the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at that.
Booking
How are you,
calendar.
Lisa?
I'm just off. I'm just a little bit off. Mm-hmm. Nothing particular. I just I'm like a little bit off. I mean, I had my friend David staying with me, which was like super fun and really like gave me a lift. But then like I felt like this morning I was like, I'm sad and alone. I woke up again. I'm sad alone. This is my big.
I'm sorry. It's not no, it funny, is. But she has been saying this and she's not.
I don't know what it is.
But I also feel like that sometimes. And I have a house full of people.
Literally. And yeah, I just woke up. I'm sad and alone. But. And I woke up at 6:30 in the morning and like just stayed up for an hour on my phone. Mm. It's a lot of like phone psychosis. I think mm-hmm. I'm just like poisoning my brain a bit. And I don't have nails on right now. So
that's throwing you off.
At first I was kind of like, for one day, I was like, this is fun. I was like, I'll let them like breathe for like 24 hours. And yeah, I'm like fully ready to get my claws back.
I don't even know whose hand that is.
I know. You know, I always think I have huge hands.
You have that smallest, no, teeny
but
tiny
they look
oh my
really
god, your hands are so skinny, when, Melissa.
No, because I have the long
hair so petite.
I don't. I'm not. I'm saying they look skinny and freakish.
What's
like
the regimen?
Like skeleton hands.
Drop the workout.
I just think they look long, and then I took my nails off, and I was like, okay, cool.
I know you might think they look long, but I'm telling you, to me, they look short.
Now, yeah.
Put your hand next to mine.
No, but they're well proportioned.
Your hands are not much bigger than mine.
My hands are pretty. This is a bigger hand, sweetie.
Whatever. It's okay. Oh my god.
What are
Everyone's
you
dragging
flirting,
me for my hands?
What are you me flirting with a boy in middle school right
yeah,
now?
Put your hand
literally.
Next to
my god, my hand's so small next to your giant hand.
I'm gonna go kill myself.
Except in middle school, my hand would be bigger.
Honestly, in middle school, I was challenging boys to arm wrestling contests as a way of flirting.
Oh, it's flirting. See, no, I actually wanted to arm wrestle.
No, I did too, but I thought it was flirting. It wasn't.
I love that. Well, what is our topic today?
Our topic today, I was saying like, anxiety in 2024. Just specifically this year, because I feel like I want to get rid of my, not get rid of, I know maybe it's impossible, but I kind of want to
manage
it. I want to manage it. I want to get away from it. I feel like I wasn't that anxious. And then, Emily, you know this, I had a miscarriage. And I did not tell you
that. I didn't know that.
Yes, I did, Emily.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but I thought I told you.
I did not expect you to start cracking up.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I had a miscarriage. Do you remember the time we went to sing that thing?
Oh, yes.
I literally just had a miscarriage. Maybe
God.
Couple weeks after, yeah.
And she went to Scotland, like when we were in Scotland. It was right after all of that. It was really.
Like that. So my anxiety went, I've never had anxiety like that before. And I feel like I'm getting better. I'm on Prozac, but I'm still dealing with the anxiety of that and the like emotions of that.
Yeah.
So I just really wanna, let's spitball some anxiety answers.
Are you in therapy?
Yeah.
And okay, so how would you say that your anxiety manifests on a day-to-day basis?
It's becoming social. It's becoming social. Well, it was very social. I think I have less social anxiety now, but it's also just like my mind just starts to race. It's why I can't sleep at night. And I'm just like,
yeah,
thinking, and I'm like, what if this and that and this and that, and then I need to watch TV to distract myself to then fall asleep.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a big proponent of watching TV until you fall asleep. Don't ever be alone with your thoughts. Don't let them sneak in there.
No,
watch
seriously,
something and
really
put the little sleep timer on so you don't wake up to the TV because that gets dark as well. But I've not fallen asleep without television. It's got to be like 7 years or something.
But I have a plan for sleeping. So. I saw on Temu these rings that you can put around your big toe. Those are supposed to help you sleep. There are sleep patches. And
shout out to our sponsor, Temu.
Shout out to our sponsor, Temu.
They steal your bank details. Yeah.
They don't sponsor us, but we love them. I kind of just discovered it, so I'm obsessed.
They're definitely going to take our identities.
They're definitely going to take mine because I have been ordering them a storm. And I want to get some CBD sleep gummies and see if that works. We'll see. And melatonin CBD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be fucking
melatonin, you will be knocked the fuck out.
I can't wait.
It does. It can build up in your system, though, if you're taking too much of it too frequently, is what I've heard. Maybe Google it. Have Hamadeh Google that for us.
Mm-hmm.
Along with this. No, but it's interesting to hear you say that you want to distract yourself and not be alone with your thoughts, because I think, and I also have read this somewhere, I don't know who said this or where, but I think it's really important to sometimes have time alone with your thoughts. Like, I have two dogs and I have to walk my big dog 3 times a day. So every night I walk her.
Oh, because he's pooping a lot.
No, because she needs a lot of exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't get to run around with other dogs because she's reactive. Anyway, but it's so at night I walk her without headphones, and I try to, because A, it's like a little bit, it is unsafe to walk around with headphones when you're not, and not being aware of your surroundings at night, of course, anywhere. Well, in Brooklyn. But I think it's important to like be present and have time to process everything. Cause like, especially with our phones and Twitter and Instagram and everything, we're just constantly downloading so much information into our brains all the time. And then we're also constantly distracting ourselves, like listening to podcasts or watching TV or listening to music. And I think it's really important for your brain to have time to process all of the information that you're taking in and all of your thoughts. Like, you need to have that time. Otherwise, I don't know, where is it? Where is it going? Like, what are you doing with that information?
I do agree.
Emily, my insides are shuddering.
Yeah.
You're trying to instill fear in me.
I know.
Right,
don't spook us.
You're scaring me.
I do think, obviously, I know falling asleep to TV is a terrible habit. I said that jokingly. Nobody take my advice. I just think nighttime is the scariest time to do that.
Yeah.
I would encourage people to do it in the morning, when you're like trying to talk yourself out of whatever anxiety you've had. Yeah. And I think morning pages, unfortunately. Hmm. The amount of times I've started and stopped and failed with the artist's way.
Yeah, me too.
Innumerable. But I think the one thing that you can really take is morning pages, get it out, write out your anxieties and shit. And that's like, you know.
Yeah. My therapist definitely tells me, like, don't wake up and look at your phone first thing in the morning. Like, you need time to wake up for your brain to get sort of adjusted for you to.
I need to do that. How do you do that, though?
You just don't. You just stop yourself. I know it's really hard. I'm also obviously I'm addicted to my phone. I'm a person alive in 2024 with an iPhone. Like, but it's, I think that is also such a root of anxiety, because everybody's presenting the best version of themselves on Instagram. They're like, I did this thing, or like, look at me in these beautiful photos. And you're just like, or at least me, I look at that and I'm like, fuck, what am I doing with my life? Mm-hmm. I don't look like that in photos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it just makes you feel insecure. And then, I don't know, sometimes I'll see like people hanging out and I'll be like, oh, why wasn't I invited to that thing? Or why didn't I get booked on that show? Or like, whatever the fuck. And like, the more time I spend away from my phone, the better I feel.
Totally.
So
maybe what I'll do is I'll do, and this will be hard, maybe after the Valentine's Day show, our Galentine's Day show, I will delete TikTok and Instagram for like a week. Because I feel like that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Well, let's be careful. We just got back into the TikTok. Let's maybe not remove the apps from the phone.
Right. Yeah, TikTok.
We'll stay logged in. But I know, I get it. Like, people do that. People say deleting the apps.
I've done it before, and it worked. That was the only way I was able to do what I think you're talking about. Was me doing that. I think social media, it like does give me anxiety. But I go through phases of just truly go through phases of being like, what? Why didn't I do that? Like, what's wrong? But then I'm also just like, whatever. It's just like, it's fantasy. It's not real.
Sure. And that's how, I mean, TikTok doesn't cause me anxiety.
Me neither.
Because
it's fun.
I don't, I honestly barely watch my friends' stuff. I just watch my For You page.
That's the best.
Because sometimes that's, I don't want to see that other, I mean, I do sometimes watch it, but for the most part, it's just me like, looking at a dog video and then looking at a lecture or whatever the fuck the algorithm is trying to show me. Yeah.
When we're saying social anxiety, are you talking like, do you feel anxious like in social, like at parties or whatever? Like, I think like sometimes in comedian gatherings, it is one of the most difficult.
It is like, really rough.
Places to exist in, because everybody has so much social anxiety and everybody's so.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason why people choose stand up. Is if you have social anxiety, there's really roles assigned in stand up where it's like, I'm talking and these are my things and the audience is doing whatever, you know. And yeah, there's a lot of crazy. I've brought friends who are not comedians to comedian parties and they're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, I get social anxiety all the time. especially like even me going to your show the other night, I had to like talk myself up and be like, my friends are there. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And then like hanging out, like, cause I go to, I mean, anytime I do a show and certainly at a comedian party, like, but at shows, I'll go perform. If I don't know anybody on the show, I won't necessarily introduce myself. I'm not going to try to like chat, even though I would like to be included and I would like to talk to people, but I have to force myself because I get such anxiety that I'm like, I just got to get out of here. And it's really tough for me. And I don't know what I think is going to happen. I'm just like, I don't know them. They think, you know, it's like.
Is it because you don't know them or because you said you or have felt like you had to talk yourself to come to our show, but you know us.
No, I know.
And we're going to hang.
I know. But it's just because of the environment. I'm like, I don't know who else is going to be on the show. I don't know. I don't want to be clingy to the people that I do know. But then usually I'm able to like open up. And if somebody gives me an opening where they're friendly, and then it's fine.
See, that I don't mind. I'll cling. I'll fucking cling, bitch. I'll cling real hard. Especially if I feel anxious. Yeah. I'm clinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I'll cling real hard. And you know what? I'm psycho because I'll cling to a stranger. Like if I go to a show and I'm like, I don't know that person, but I like the way they look. I'm going to cling to them. I'll cling.
Yeah.
Just because
but I love that.
It makes me feel like, you know, to have like. Something.
I mean, I'm sure nobody is like, get this girl off of me. Like you're fun. You're sweet. And no. As are you.
But then sometimes I do think, like, I went to a kind of comedian gathering a while ago, and I saw two people whispering, and I convinced myself that they were whispering about me. And I genuinely, to this day, still think they were whispering about me. But I was like, literally, and it consumed me. Why are they whispering about me?
Yeah.
I still don't know. I still don't know why.
Well, they probably weren't. And one of the things that helps me with my social anxiety is just being like, nobody's paying attention to you. Everybody's thinking about themselves, especially comedians. They are not thinking about you. They are, like you said, also socially anxious or just whatever type of anxiety they have. Like they're not thinking about me. And that helps me, even though sometimes I'm also like, fuck, I can't believe I said that thing or I sounded so stupid or I didn't know what to say to that or whatever. But yeah, it's rough.
I think a lot of it is like supporting yourself in those moments. Cause like at the end of the day, you can cling to someone, you can be whatever. But if you're like always like, I need someone to whatever, like, I mean, which is of course what I always want to do, but it's at the end of the day, you just have to stop the thoughts, the process, right. It just, which sucks.
Yeah.
Cause it's so hard.
It's rough.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm actively trying to like hang out at shows more because sometimes I'm like, oh, this is why I don't get booked as much because I show up at a show, don't introduce myself. And then I bounce. And I'm like, it doesn't matter if I had a good set or not. They're like, I don't know who that is. Like, she didn't say hi to me. She didn't even introduce herself.
Did you feel this way in music?
No, not so much, actually. But yeah. Like, you know, when I was a musician, I was always performing with a band. So
right.
You always have like a crew.
Close,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So you've got like a posse. I mean, there were times like, you know, you go to a music festival. One time I went to a music festival and I met this musician that I was a really big fan of. And I definitely felt anxious and like I was saying stupid things. And any moment where like, at one moment, I think he's like, I said something and he would kind of like cocked his head. And I was like, oh, fuck. What the hell? What did you just say? What does that mean? But for the most part in music, I didn't feel anxious in that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me because to me, you're so cool.
Yeah. That's what I was also thinking while you were saying, like, when you don't say hi to people at shows, like, everyone is probably so intimidated by you and just, like, yeah. Thinks you're really cool. That's why they're not saying hi.
I got to start saying hi. If you're watching this, come say hi to me on the street.
Say hi to Emily.
I'm very friendly.
That's so funny.
You are, though. You really are. But not too friendly, which I like.
Thank
I don't like
you.
When a bitch is too friendly. I think sometimes I'm too friendly and I have to check myself. Like, bitch, what you being so friendly for?
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that you have social anxiety because like I feel like I've even said it to somebody. I'm like, Carolina, like she's not burdened by that. She's just cool. She's not thinking about it. Yeah. She's moving around. She's energy. She is the moment.
Oh my God, I love you.
And
Emily.
Like we have this friend named Tyrone who you know, just sends me emails sometimes and he was like, just randomly, is there anyone happier than Carolina? And I was like literally yes. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. But also I'm like, I know the other side of the coin as mm-hmm. well, obviously, but like you give, and I think because you bring that to people, like
yeah.
After someone's around you, they're like, okay, cool. Like you give people
well, I
energy,
like
I feel
like. Fun. Like I do right. Genuinely like to enjoy myself. I like to laugh. I like to be with my friends. But I think that like post having the miscarriage, it was really hard for me to get back to that place in that space. And I, and at first it was like I could only be around certain people. And then it was, but then also there are times where I feel really intimidated. And when I get around other people and I feel very like, and it was crazy. Like I remember just really letting the intrusive thoughts get me going real bad. Like I would say even less than a year ago. But I think now I'm starting to like kind of, I think I'm pushing myself because I'm like, you really don't have a choice. Like you either shit or you get off the pot, bitch. You know what I mean? Like you're either going to pop off, do what you want to do and say what you want to say and be yourself, or you're going to retreat into your home, which I love.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I have become a recluse. I love to be in my home.
But not lately.
Not
You've
lately.
You've been out.
And you know why?
Because she hates Hamide right now.
I hate Hamide right now. And he
So
just
there's
like,
a silver lining to that whole.
There is. Yeah, for there me really at least. Is.
Yeah. I'm so much more social. I'm like, oh, I'm going out.
She's out. She's out.
I'm out the house.
She slept over at my house. Did not call. When Hamide called,
aww.
Ignore. It was crazy. I had not seen her like that in a while, which is fun.
But also, and I think it's like, look, sweetie, you need to know. Part of me, this is my little evilness inside me. Part of me is like, you need to know that, like, I'm that bitch.
Yeah,
I'm that bitch. And if you, if you're not paying attention to me, if you, and I get it. Like, the thing is, I do feel bad because he has every right to feel the way that he feels. But on the other side of it, I'm like, so what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I think you also have to get to the point where you remember that you have the same goal, which is be together.
Yes.
Build your lives.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And like, at the end of the day, you want the same thing. Like, you're not really that in conflict.
Right.
Like, in the bigger
picture. You want a harmonious
picture.
Partnership.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. But I also feel like, I don't know, there's something about being married where it's like, all right, well, we're supposed to be together forever. So like, if I want to be bad right now, like, kind of going to be bad.
Yeah.
Is that fucked up?
If you're in your bad era.
I'm kind of
And maybe
like,
well, I mean, I get it because I have been on and off upset at Leisure Center a little bit about like what he let me down about one thing, which he rarely does. But I'm just like,
is that
I'm
his nickname?
Still,
Leisure Center?
Yeah, he's our sponsor. So that's kind of how we call him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a sponsor for the
spot. And our code name.
That's his store name.
Okay.
Because he will listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to be a little more careful.
Sure.
So.
At least he listens.
Shut up. You don't want him to listen.
I do not want him to
listen.
You need him to start putting it on in the car.
Oh my God. With the
with customers
playing our podcast. That's genius.
No, I don't want him listening.
I know. I get it. I get it.
No, I know. I understand. I understand.
Want to talk my shit.
I know.
No doubt.
But what I've been doing is like he will try to get me back. And like I have a choice in each moment, and I have been choosing
violence.
Yes. Or even subtle violence. I did today.
So you've been,
I've been on and off about it.
We're on the same page.
You're cold shouldering.
I was cold shouldering, yeah.
What did he do?
He's confused. Just working.
I'm sorry.
He was like, I thought we were good. Because we will like be totally fine again. And then I'll be like, because I just like remember what I'm like
Wait,
mad
so
about.
So you're mad at him for working all the time. Like you're annoyed by it because you're not getting enough attention.
Yeah.
And you feel less of a connection. Oh, it sounds familiar.
Yeah. It sounds very familiar.
I didn't even clock that. I was stupid.
Meanwhile, my husband is also working out of the city. He's like upstate working on a record. And I'm psyched. I've got the house to myself. Yeah. It's exactly how I left it when I come back. It's exactly as neat as I want it to be. Mm-hmm. It feels like vacation when he's not around.
That's sick.
Just
I'm like,
what
I need
saying?
Him to come home and clean.
And
actually,
okay.
That's my vibe. Do you like that? Like, I think I would thrive in that as well because he goes on tour and stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love when he's there too. But
of course.
Just like New York, it's important to have time apart. And I love my alone time so much because I don't even do anything crazy. Like, I will go out less if he's out of town because I want to take more advantage of having my house to myself.
Mm-hmm. Cancer.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Big time.
And I will just like cook for myself and watch a movie and read a book, work on my little project, hang with my dogs, like clean. I'm just getting high and listening to records till 2 a.m. Just like little stupid things that, you know, if he was there, he'd be like, babe, it's getting kind of late. Is it time to? And I'll be like, babe, could you turn off some of these lights? Like,
I love that.
But I'm That's saying, so funny. I agree. I love my alone time. I think my alone time is me traveling. So he works all the time, but I travel more.
Right.
So it's like when I leave and I get my little hotel. And
I'm yeah, like that's fun too.
Or when I'm totally. With Melissa in the hotel.
Yeah. I know, it's good. I have to say, alone with dogs is kind of like the best living situation ever. Because then you're like not by yourself. If I'm alone too much, I get really crazy.
Right.
Well, I have my cats.
Or yeah, cats. Like, sure. No, I like. I just think like when you have like, and dogs make you go outside.
Yes, they do add That's structure huge. To my life. I have
Should
to
I get
walk
a dog?
Them.
I want a dog. I have been it calling is for my dog.
So much work.
I know.
It's a lot.
I know.
Just one. I would get a small one.
Yeah. Well, listen, I also adopted two dogs that are both rescues and they both have baggage, so much baggage. Neither one of them can go to the dog park because they both fight with other dogs. So I have to give them that much more attention. And they don't play with each other because they're just both crazy.
Wait, so, how do they interact like each with other? Each other? Yeah.
They barely interact. Like the little one, the big one tries to play with the little one. The little one is like, fuck off. Mm-hmm. And then the big one sometimes gets a little crazy because of that. And then they will fight. But the little one, I mean, she doesn't even let people touch her. She is so weird. And like traumatized in a little dog way, I think. But yeah, so they don't even, I literally got the little one to be friends with the big one to play with her and they are not compatible. Right. They're not friends, but they coexist. Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's good. At least they don't hate each other.
No, no.
That'd be so bad if you had to like make a choice, a Sophie's choice of dogs.
I thought I was going to have to early on, but they're okay now.
They even now.
Yeah. They're just weird.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good. I don't know. I think that could be great for someone struggling with mental health.
Yes,
but also at the same time, I'm like, will that help me or will that make me so crazy? Like now I'm like, oh my God, like where's the dog going to go when I'm traveling or like whatever. Like it's like so much.
That's the thing. So when people talk about getting a dog, I'm like, if you have to have money for unexpected vet bills because that shit is expensive. And I have a dog walker and a dog sitter. That, you know, I have a dog walker that comes once a day to get to do one of the walks. And I have a dog sitter for when we go out of town who stays at the house with the dogs. But like, you know, I can afford to do that. And if I didn't have that, it would be much harder to have the dog. But also, like I said, my dogs are high maintenance. There are some dogs you could get, just like drop them at a friend's house, especially if they're smaller and chill, which my dogs are just not that chill. So
I must have a chill. I want a chill, dumb dog. Yeah. Did you guys see Demi Moore walking around with that little chihuahua?
I did.
That's what I want. A wonky-eyed, tongue-out chihuahua. Drag me forever.
The dog's name is Pilaf.
That was a perfect impression of Pilaf, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want a high energy, I have to run around dog.
Yeah, no.
Like, we both want to be chilling.
I see that for you.
Yeah. Like, can take her anywhere. Yeah. Like, that's what I need.
That little dog is so funny.
So funny. She went to the Madonna concert.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I saw her. She was holding up the dog.
Incredible. That's the dog I need. That's literally my dream dog. Do you miss like going on tour? Like, how do you think that? Because I feel like sometimes that can like get you in like a fun space or a more anxious space. Like when you push yourself is, I guess, my question. Like, do you feel more anxious or
when I push myself
like,
to be like
energy
social?
Wise? Yeah.
No, it's usually good. And I like actually feel accomplished. Like when I'm like, okay, I will attend this party that I said I would attend. And then maybe I show up and I'm initially a little bit weird and like hanging out in the, like I'll sometimes do things like someone will be talking to me. I'll be like, you don't have to talk to me anymore. Like if you want to walk away, it's all good.
No.
And people are like, what? And then I'm like, oh no. Now, anyway.
Now they think you don't want to talk to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, now, like, I'm like, also, it's not good to come off as being insecure or whatever, because I feel like that's not a good look either. But anyway, I usually feel most of the time I'm good at curbing that instinct and I will just fake it and just, and then I'm like, wow, I feel so accomplished. Like, look at me talking to people. They like me. But I do miss going on tour. I love going on tour.
Yeah. I feel
so
like
much
that
fun.
Would be something that would fuel you.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, and I'm a person who spends a lot of time in my house. And when I'm home, I spend a lot of time in my house. But like being on tour, somehow I still really like that, especially touring on a bus. Incredible. Touring in a van is not as fun because you have to, and now like I'm more likely to tour in a van than on a bus. When I was in a big band, we toured on a bus, but it was like, it was so fun because we'd park in front of the venue. I could always go back to my little cubby hole that you sleep in. And then after the show, I would be like in my pajamas and people, you know, people would see me in my pajamas hanging out on the bus. And But yeah, but it's so, I mean, I love touring. It's so fun. You're like with a little group of people community, that you get close yeah. with, and you like, you know, you get to perform constantly, which I love performing. And then you can find a little safe space somewhere, you know, and you find someone in the band that it could be your main cling person, which for me is usually the tour manager is like my dude.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you go on tour sometimes with your
with
husband?
Jamie?
Yeah.
I have gone on tour with him. I usually just like drop in for a little bit. I'm trying to think of when was really early in our relationship. I went on a European tour with him and I did merch, which was really fun. Yeah. And I think it was my first time in Europe actually, or maybe first or second time ever being in Europe. So that was really fun. But nowadays, yeah, I'll sometimes come out for a few days and especially if they're like in LA, which is always really fun. But even in the middle of the country, because I love thrifting, and yeah. the best thrifting is in like yeah. the smaller cities in the middle of the country. So I'm like, yeah, I'll come out, bring a big empty bag. You know, when you're doing your thing, your interviews, whatever, I'm going to go do my thing. And yeah, but I don't stay out for too long because people always ask me that. I'm like, I have a life. Like, you know,
yeah,
I'll do a conjugal few day visit and then head back.
I love that. That's so
what
interesting.
What about when you mentioned, we talked about how sometimes you think people are talking about you, but what about when you like know someone hates you?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Like you, and it makes you anxious because I started doing this thing where some people, when I know they don't like me, it is this game that I play. It's a sick thing where I'm like, hey,
you go out of your way to like be in their shit.
Totally.
To be in their face and talk to them because I'm just like, I don't know why you don't like me. And I want to know why you don't like me.
Right,
so I'm going to sit here. I'm going to figure out why you don't like me. Is that psychotic?
And they're like this.
So this doing, right here.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little psychotic.
But I get it.
But I totally understand to because I can't handle knowing that people don't like me. It really bothers me. There is one person I know, a former friend of mine that I'm pretty sure does not like me, and it's rough. And I'm mostly over it, but I have spent so much time in therapy talking mm-hmm. about it. Like, why? What did I do? What could have happened? I have no idea. But I've mostly moved on. Every now and then it causes me a twinge of anxiety if I think I might see that person. But I haven't. Mm-hmm. So
it's really hard.
If they are entitled to not like me, then I'm like, oh, let me back off. But if I like, feel like they don't like me, I'm just like, I'm going to be around you more. I'm gonna
yeah. call you. You just don't know
I
my personality well enough.
And they don't like me for sure. They don't like me for no reason. For no reason. And she was she's coming this way. I was going this way. She tried to cross the street. She tried LA. She's
wait, it was a running like out in the world
in
by
the
chance?
World, in the street. I said, hey, girl.
Oh, my God.
She was like,
you need to tell me after this who it was.
I'll tell you
can't
exactly
wait.
Who it was.
I'll tell you
it
who mine
so
is.
I'm racking my brain.
Funny because she was like, she just was like, because it's like, you don't have a good reason to not like me. And I'm not going to, like, I could either sit here and be like, what's wrong? It depends. Sometimes I'm like, all right, you kind of like, I said something a little cuckoo one time and like, you don't right. You don't have to like me. Because we do make mistakes.
Of
like,
course.
I have my ex-roommate's partner. I don't know if they like me anymore or what their feelings are with me because me and the roommate fell out. But before that, I misgendered them by mistake. And I feel terrible about it. It was just a slip of the tongue. But at the time, this was also years ago when, you know, it for me, I feel like now it's easier because I got more practice.
Right, right. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
But back then, I just didn't have the practice.
If it's not malicious and it was a mistake.
It wasn't
But it does make you want to jump off a bridge.
It makes you
want
to jump off
a
bridge.
Of course.
And they were entitled to feel some type of way because, I don't know. I just feel like when I think about it and I'm like, if I was in their shoes and I keep telling you who I am and I keep telling you who I am and you're not, even if it's hard for you, like do better, put more effort in. I'm not putting myself down or anything. I'm just saying if that person still doesn't like me, I'd be like, you know what? I fucked up.
Right.
I fucked up that one time.
Right.
And you're right for that. But if I didn't do anything to you and I just feel like you don't like me because of like, you don't like my energy or you don't like what I represent or like, I don't know. Or you just don't like me because you don't know me and right. I don't know, whatever. You don't like me. I'm like,
I mean, yeah, I actually once did say to my therapist that I think that if, I think anybody who doesn't like me, if they really knew me, they would like me. I'm like, anybody in the world, if they really knew me, they would like me.
My therapist
was like, really?
No, I feel the same way, because sometimes it's like, you don't like me, but you don't even know me.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel that too. I just sometimes, depending on what state of mind I'm in, like sometimes I'm like, you're right. You're so right. No, like, I mean, me too. Oh, at least we have that in common. But then sometimes like I do feel wronged, but it doesn't even help if I feel wrong, to be honest with you. Like it does hurt my feelings so much.
And the thing is, people have a right to arbitrarily not like any of us. Like it's your prerogative. If you just, for whatever reason, even if you're wrong, if you don't like me.
I'm annoying sometimes. And I know that. I am.
That's so funny.
I'm annoying. Not to me. I feel
like I'm a bitch on accident sometimes. And if I have done that, then I get it for sure. And I'm just like, well, yeah, hopefully you will see who I am, like, nice wise sometime. Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll still fucking hate me and that's fine. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard.
I think I just put my foot in my mouth sometimes. And I sometimes will say something that later I'm like, holy shit, that was so shady. Very recently, and this story might not translate, but I went to a party. I actually sort of reconnected with somebody who I had beef with years ago, and they actually apologized to me from a beef that is actually 20 years old, 15 years old, something like that. Crazy. And I was at this party, and then I was leaving the party, and I was like, you know, there were like 10 people left, and I was like, all right, bye everyone. And then I was like, it was nice to see some of you. And I walked out and I heard pandemonium in the room after I left, because everybody was like, what the fuck did she just say?
That's iconic.
But I didn't say it to be shady. I didn't say it to be like, it wasn't nice to see some of you. In my mind, the reason I was saying it was because there were people there I didn't know and I didn't talk to, and so therefore it wasn't nice to see them because I didn't even see them. But it was nice to see the people that I saw and interacted with. And that's how I meant it.
Lower East Side.
Yeah.
This is like really. But I walked out
and I was like, I can't believe I said that.
That's
and
so
like,
good.
Oh, yeah. That does sound really shady.
I say stuff like that sometimes. I know. I am accidentally shady sometimes.
But also, it's nice to know that you like wrecked it. You wrecked the party and you walked out.
It was pretty
out.
Funny.
You
it
honestly,
funny.
You probably gave it life. You like, everyone has something
shambles.
To talk about.
Everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, literally. And then I was like, oh, I didn't mean that, how that came off.
Whoopsies. I love that.
It's a whoopsie daisy.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but that does happen. I feel like I put my foot in my mouth sometimes too, but I try to apologize when I clock it and stuff. But also sometimes I feel like people's perception of me is not my fault.
Sure.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
people project on other people all the
sometimes
time.
Sometimes I look like a bitch and you see me in my fur coat and you right. see me walk in and you just automatically assign shit to me shouldn't be assigned to me. Like totally. The other day I went to a show and the girl was texting me, the producer, whoever was running the show, not a comedian, texting me, harassing me.
Like, where are you?
How yes. late were you?
Wants me to go first, harassing me, right? I get there, plenty of comics there. Why do I have to go first? Why were you fucking harassing me?
No, that's
crazy. I'm on
crazy.
My period, first of all, bitch. So I'm everything. She comes up to me. She's like, hi. And that's the worst. Cause it's
no,
like you fucking
don't
rushed
try to
me
manipulate it. Yeah,
and you manipulate. Now you're being like so nice to me, and I was trying. Literally, I could tell my face was doing the thing that it does sometimes. Like, so I was like, because I know that if I let my face do what it really wanted to do, I'm a fucking bitch.
Oh yeah,
and I'm this and that. And she was, but it was like hi, but also kind of scared of me in a way. You know when someone's
sure.
like hi, oh my,
yeah,
because oh
she
God.
Knows that face- she was just harassing you.
She
yeah.
was harassing me. And so I got on stage and I said, how about let's do this? I said, everybody, let's just try to remember that sometimes when you think a woman is being a bitch to you, she maybe might just be on her period. And let's everyone give her a fucking break.
Sure.
That's, it was the first
or
I
going through something.
Stage. Or going through just, some shit. Come on.
Yeah, generally.
Because I was just, she was acting so doe-eyed and scared. I was like, I didn't even say anything, but I'm angry and I can't be angry because you're making me feel guilty for you being annoying.
Yeah. Also, I ran a show for so many years and you put up, I mean, you might have a list or like an order that you want comics to go
change.
Up in.
Just gonna change.
You put up, if you're about, if it's start time and there's a comic there and the comic you wanted first isn't there, you put the other comic up. You say, hey, listen, I'm sorry. Would you mind going first? It's like,
you're dealing with the latest people in the population.
Yes.
Ever. And then, so then when I walked in, she's like, are you still okay to go first? And I was like, honestly, no. Because I wasn't. I had just
right, you need a little
in.
Bit of time
yeah.
to.
I need like
Chillax. Look at your notes, whatever.
Of that. But I literally just want, I was just like so annoyed. I was like, if I get on stage, it's not going to be nice for me. I need a minute. I need a wine. I need to relax.
Yeah.
But also that's their anxiety. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times people not liking you or treating you a certain way is like because they need to like put themselves above you or something or it's like put someone else down.
Yeah. It's like fucked. That's another thing that I, when it comes to anxiety that I try to remind myself is that like other people have this skewed perception of everything because they're projecting their insecurities onto other people or whatever they think, or they think that you don't like them. So then they're acting weird or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah. I just don't like when people think everyone gets judged based off their looks, but sometimes I feel like people look at me and they just think they know me. And I'm like,
sure.
And that gives me anxiety because I'm like, I don't want to change the way that I look. It's not my fault I look like this.
I never know how I come off. And we talked about this where I'm like, I have no clue what people are perceiving me as.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's a surprise. Anytime someone shares anything, I'm like, like you saying that I'm intimidating. I'm like, it doesn't feel
the same way
like what I'm putting out.
Yeah.
But sometimes, actually, maybe sometimes, usually to men.
If I'm trying,
sure. Oh, yeah,
sure.
But that makes me happy.
Yeah, I have no problem if a man doesn't like me. If he doesn't like me, it's probably because I was a bitch and it was probably on purpose.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, let's clarify that.
Yes.
I'm talking about women. Yeah. I'm talking about what women think of me.
I care about what women think of me, but I do not care what
women,
a man
non-binary,
thinks.
Et cetera.
Yes.
Not cis men. I do not care. Mm-hmm. Gay men, I do care. I absolutely care.
And see, remember,
I care too much.
Remember when I was telling you guys about the two people whispering about me? It was two gay guys.
Oh no, that's scary. That's terrifying.
Oh, my insides were hurting. Woo. I'll tell you who that was. You were there. I'll tell you who it was after this too, Melissa.
Okay.
That really, well, one was gay, one was not, but like, you know, a part of the
maybe
community.
Maybe he was gay in that moment. Yeah.
It was very bitchy. And I swear to God, they were talking about me, but I don't know why.
Well, you know, when you told that anecdote the first time, I said they probably weren't talking about it. I thought in my mind, now that you're saying this, they may have been.
They may have been.
Yeah. See what I mean? And that'll
haunt you. And
I was on a high that day because one, I had anxiety about going to that situation just because whatever. And then I was on a high because I met Alex Newell and I was like,
Who is that?
Alex Newell, they're a Broadway star. They were on Glee.
Oh.
They're non-binary, I think. And they are literally one of the best singers on this earth.
Cool.
This earth.
Yeah.
And I'm such a fan. And I was in such a good mood because I met them and they were really nice to me. They probably won't remember me ever again, but like our interaction was so nice. And I didn't even fangirl out. I just acted normal and I was proud of myself.
Which is a huge success.
It's a huge success because this is someone who I'm like, but I was just like,
anytime there's an important person, like those are the most white knuckling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, don't say something.
You know what's so funny? When I meet famous people or people that I really admire or respect, I become so aloof and like almost not bitchy, but it's like I overcorrect for not wanting to fangirl into just being like, oh, hey, how's it going?
No, I mean, but isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like that makes more sense.
You have two options. You can be genuine, which is a huge risk because they'll be like, okay, you fucking freak.
Yeah.
Or you can be that, which I think is a better move because then at least it doesn't put anything on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It depends. I try to be friendly, but there have been times when I've definitely met someone that I idolize and I'm like, hi, so nice to meet you. Not familiar with your work. I mean, I've never said that.
But they need it too. They need like the validation too, usually. Like they need it.
Yeah.
Well, what would be, I guess, before we get out of here, before Maxime kicks us out, what
tips
would
over
you,
these couches.
Yeah, flips the couches. What would you, like advice would you give to someone struggling with social anxiety?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I actually did talk to I told my therapist yesterday that I was going to be talking about this. And she was like, you should read so-and-so's work, which I didn't. I don't even know who she is. I would say, I think you really should keep in mind that when it comes to social anxiety, I think more people than you realize have social anxiety and they're more focusing on themselves. So if you focus on other people and less on yourself, I think you'll bring yourself out of your head. And in general, I mean, with that, if you're just like, friendly and whatever, like it's going to be fine, but everybody really is thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about you. They are not paying attention to the weird little thing that you said. necessarily, or what, like a weird, like they're not perceiving it the same way because they're looking at themselves being like, oh my God, did she think that I did this thing weird?
Exactly.
Totally.
I think going on social media less is always helpful. And just, I don't know, do some breathing exercises and reach out to friends who you know and love and trust. And I think even just connecting with friends when you're feeling insecure about other people or other things is always beneficial because they'll gas you up. They'll make you feel good. And like good friends, you can confide in them. You can tell them how you're feeling. They'll validate your feelings. That's always helpful too.
That was really good.
That was really good.
Really great advice. Where can everyone find your work? Are you still doing your ghost podcast? I loved that.
Thank you. I did used to have a ghost podcast called Ghosts to Show You with my dear friend Lillian Devane, but she decided to do something with her life. So she moved to Oregon to go to grad school. So we're not doing the podcast anymore. Fair. There is a chance we'll one day pitch it as a TV show.
Fun.
If she ever becomes less busy. But I guess you could just follow me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, TikTok.
Yeah.
What's your handle? What's the handle?
At a pretty big mouth is my Instagram. At M Panic is my TikTok. I do stand up comedy sometimes. Yes. I do podcasts sometimes. Hot. Stuff like that. I do 2 minutes to late night. You could look at that. Come find me in these streets.
Is that where you do Hard Melissa?
Yeah, Hard Melissa is 2 minutes late
night. I love
that
character.
Thank you.
So fun. So fun.
I'm so good at being a bitch to people. Like, you wouldn't believe.
There's something bitchy about the name Melissa. I think everyone has to know. Like,
oh my God, I didn't even make that connection.
I thought that was so funny because my sister's name is Emily. Uh-huh. And I feel like I am like the dark side of the sisters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Emily,
she's very
Melissa.
Sweet and nice. And then like, I just thought that was hilarious.
Thank you.
I don't even think I came up. Emily's so sweet.
Two sides of a coin.
No, you're sweet too.
I'm sweet too.
You are. No,
but I am more of a bitch than Emily.
You just have a little bit of an edge. Mm-hmm. Just keeps it real.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming.
Having
this was
me.
An absolute pleasure.
I can't wait to come back next episode and
Please.
Then every episode going forward.
Yes.
Permanent guest.